When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hitting it, boys.
I hope you're doing well.
Hey, I'm going to hit this intro. It's the new thing. We were supposed to do it before.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio of the end.
I'll do it live, boys.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
It's Sizzle Raymundo. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee, and boys, what a weekend in sports.
What happened?
I'm going to let Lunch cover it all.
Ha! What happened? Guys, anything good?
I mean, you couldn't have asked for a bigger disaster. For ESPN, they had this whole thing. Ratings are going to be through the roof. All the eyeballs are going to be on Coach K's last game. They're going to do this hoopla, jumping through circus rings and all this before pomp and circumstance. Have all these old players out
Coach,
there.
Just Coach, get did to you the point. Plan this oh speech God. Last night?
Pomp Coach, and what are you, Bruce Buffer? Just get to the point.
I mean, you had 90-something former players show up. And they're
six,
all,
Coach, 96.
96, and they lined
the
court. I mean,
we saw it all over every website.
No, here's the thing. Man. Yeah, you had to see it all over websites because they had it planned to be on ESPN, but they didn't think, hey, maybe we should push the start time maybe 30 minutes just in case the game before goes to overtime. So they have all these festivities planned in. Uh-oh, Kansas, Texas. It's hold on. Wait, they're still tied. There's a minute to go. Okay. Call a couple fouls on Kansas. Let Texas go to the free throw line, shoot some free throws.
Oh, dang, here it. We go. Here
they,
we go.
They didn't make it. They didn't make it. crap. We're going to overtime. How are we going to show this Coach K stuff? This was our big ratings get for the weekend was Coach K's final game. Now they're going to overtime. Oh my God. The Duke's already tipped off. What are we supposed to do?
Hey, just go to Duke, man. Forget that game. It's not that important.
My team.
It was hilarious.
Right. Would they ever do that? They can't just cut off a game like that, right? Texas, Kansas. Like you just can't.
I don't think you can.
Just can't do it. Even if you're like, who cares?
Right. Even if it goes to overtime and you're like, oh, who cares? Coach K, we have this big.
Go, keep going.
That would have never flown.
Eddie dropped coffee. That's why
my
I.
God. It just stuck to my shirt. Just
yeah, it just stuck. That's why it's pretty funny.
That's
it was
good.
Like a magic trick.
We're moving anyway.
But anyway, here's. I'm just saying, ESPN, they have to be sitting there as this Texas Kansas game is going down to the last minute, still tied, going, you've got to be kidding me. You've got. They are sitting there in the control room going, this is the worst thing that could happen. The worst thing that could happen. And then it goes to overtime. They're like, well, you can now download the ESPN app and watch the Duke game. Yeah. It's
So when did the Coach K speech? Oh, that was after the game.
After the game, but okay, they had okay, some okay. stuff pregame where.
Like what? Hooplas, you said? Hoopla?
Well, they did a split screen at one point, but you couldn't hear the audio in Cameron Indoor. They still had it on the Kansas-Texas game. God. So whatever is going on at Cameron, you're not sure because you're just seeing a screen. But it had all the former players line up, and he came walking out
Chapman
of the tunnel.
Chapman was there?
Yeah, and they waved at them all. It was Jay Will, Dunleavy.
You did see Dunleavy Jr. there.
Weber there?
Weber didn't
play for Michigan.
Oh, sorry, coach. Who cares?
It was Elton Brand, Christian Leitner.
Zion there?
Zion.
No, Zion hadn't been seen from in months, dude. He's been hanging out. It was just, to me, it was just funny how it all just fell apart. Everything they had planned, this whole thing, was just an absolute disaster.
That was a metaphor for life.
So now that Coach K is done, right? Like, quote-unquote done.
I mean, guys, can we stop with the Coach K is done? He still has a tournament.
Right, last home game, they got their ass kicked. Then they get their ass kicked. I mean, everything went totally wrong for Coach K's last game. Everything.
When it started to turn, the game went back and forth. Carolina led at the beginning.
Yes.
Then Duke had a decently controlled lead, I believe. They're up 5 or 6. The beers were flowing. They were winding down as the game was going on, so I was able to remember a lot of it. But then towards the end of the game, Carolina was killing them.
Right.
It was a double-digit lead. It was awesome.
Just a disaster.
And I kept explaining to my wife, I was like, you don't realize this. Duke was a huge favorite. They thought, okay, this is a storybook ending. He's about to lose this game. And then I got audio of his speech whenever you want it, Coach.
Yeah, and then I'm just thinking, there's a lot of pressure on these Duke players because it's Coach K's last game. You have all these former players, all this stuff going on, and you go out and lose. The crowd wants to be going crazy, and they're sitting there just going, well, this sucks. This sucks. Like, hilarious. I mean, absolute disaster.
Hey, if you're a fan that doesn't live in, what city are they in? Durham?
Yeah.
Dunham? Whatever it is. Tar Heel Road?
Dunham, because they are done.
Yeah, something like, okay, coach, I didn't even have the clip ready. Come on.
Coach.
So let's just say this. We have always rooted against them. So for this to be the ending, that is finally our present. Like, you've put up with Duke being dominant for 30 years. There you go. The worst finish possible that you could have imagined or thunk up. You want a speech?
Speech.
I would like to hear some of Coach K's speech.
Eddie, to preface this, they just got thumped by like 15. It's super awkward. Duke has an NBA player that's probably going to be number one in the draft.
Yeah.
And Duke loses by 15. They couldn't make anything. Some guy with a red beard was draining threes for Carolina. And then this is Coach
after. That dude's legit.
Hey. He's not great.
Bird guy.
Brady, man. Yeah, he played at Oklahoma.
Manic.
Whatever. Yeah.
Here you go.
This isn't part of the program. This is impromptu by me. I'm sorry about this afternoon. No. Please, everyone be quiet. Let me just say it's unacceptable. Today was unacceptable, but the season has been very acceptable.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
Damn. 10 seconds.
And I'll tell you, the season isn't over, all right?
That's right, coach.
And then he gave another speech, but when he started yelling at the people to be quiet,
please be quiet. Oh. He didn't say shut up.
Did he say please?
Please be quiet.
Dude, who thinks
that? Did he say please be quiet or did he say be quiet?
Hey, that's not the first time this guy said this.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He hasn't said what?
This isn't part of the program. This is impromptu by me. I'm sorry about this afternoon. Please, everyone be quiet. Let me just say.
You act like he's being an a-hole. He's not.
No, he did say something that was very a-holey.
What?
That was unacceptable. That was unacceptable. Like, he was bashing his players.
No, he's saying him. He's putting it all on him. What? I understand you guys hate him. I get it, right? Everyone hates Coach K. Everyone hates Duke. But, guys, this is the end of his amazing career.
Yes.
And it was an embarrassing loss. His fault, players' fault, whatever. He is putting the blame on him, saying, guys, I am sorry. And the crowd is trying to say, I can't believe you guys aren't interpreting it this way. The crowd is saying, no, Coach, it's okay. He's like, no, shut up. Like, stop. I'm talking right now because I feel embarrassed. I let you guys down, and I want to be responsible for that.
Coach, we understand it. It's not that deep of a thing.
It's just
hilarious.
Lunch is like saying he's being rude, saying shut up. He's really not. He's saying, guys, I'm trying to say that I'm sorry I let you down on this last day. This was supposed to be a big day for me, for Duke, for everyone, and I let you down.
It is what it is. It's hilarious because he's trying to tell a raucous crowd to be quiet like they're his kids. Dude, you're talking about 20,000 people that have probably been, maybe they don't drink there. But anyways,
they drink at Duke.
Yeah, these people are riled up. Who thinks they can control a whole crowd and tell them to be quiet?
Hey, Coach K, at that point, those people do not care about the result of that game.
Correct.
They do not care.
But that's how important it was to him.
That is, to me, him being trying to be Coach K.
It's funny how you see that because you don't like him. I don't care two shits about him. I don't. I've never loved Duke. I've never loved Coach K. Don't love North Carolina. Don't love any of these teams. I love watching basketball.
Do you love yourself?
I do love myself.
Good.
But I do love watching basketball
every night.
And when he says this, I'm thinking like, dude, poor guy. That sucks for him. It's a hell of a career, and this is how he goes out at home. Sucks.
Guys, not how he goes out at.
He said at home. At he home. Said at home. At
but
home.
But that's here's how dumb we are. Is this how we're going to remember Coach K? No. Because guess what? They're probably going to win March Madness. That's how we're going to remember.
No,
they're
not. No, they will not.
Oh my God. They'll come pretty damn close.
No, I love that you said that, though, Coach. My bracket's looking real good.
Yeah, my bracket's looking a lot better. I don't even know where
they're seated. You have a bracket that I don't have? Because I ain't seen it.
No, but with you saying they're going far, I know to take them out round one or two. Like, I already know where to put them. I mean, last year you said Texas was winning it all. They lost in the first round.
I mean, Texas. Matt win it all though.
I just know what Ray says is, oh, Duke is going to win it all. Stop. They're not winning it all. They're not good enough. And
lunch,
it's unacceptable.
About lunch. You unacceptably talking about all the pimp and circumference?
Pomp and circumstance.
That's uncertain.
Anyways, circumvent?
Uncircumcised?
Circumcised.
He's talking about.
It was an interesting circumstance.
But it was a funny Saturday night to a lot of hoopla that I didn't really care about. So that's really was what made it cool. But that's not what we're remembering him by. And I'll hang and listen on
you're
that.
Right
no,
about
you're
that.
Gonna, you're going to remember him by yelling at the student reporter.
No, you're not.
Telling Dylan Brooks you need to quit celebrating on the court. Like, your celebrations are uncalled for. And then in the press conference, getting up there and being like, that's not what I said to him. I told him great game.
And then the audio backed up. Yeah, and then the audio. Wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Wait, there's audio. Well, now let me backtrack. Sorry. Yeah, I did say that. That was unacceptable. On
Lunch
my part.
Is talking about this stuff, the low lights of his career. He has because, tons of highlights, but because there are some low lights.
Are a lot of low lights, guys, but no one will talk about them because he's Coach K and everybody acts like he's untouchable. And he's the most God, he's a God. And, we can't say anything negative about him. Listen, Coach K is good, but he's also kind of a jerk.
You want to know the one head coach that doesn't give a halftime speech? And name another one if you can. Yep. Coach K.
That's it.
When I go, okay, this will be cool. I'm ready to watch this halftime speech.
When they're going off the court, they always stop and they ask him a couple questions. Yeah, we got to play better.
The lady got the third string coach to give a speech because Coach K was already in the locker room.
Guys, he's more concerned about winning this game, not talking to some reporter about what are you going to do different in the second half. Who cares?
John Calipari, who I don't really like either. But
Bill Self, you don't like him either.
No, I like Bill Self. But they stop on their way to the locker room when they stop him. Shelly Smith with Bill Self or with John Calipari.
Yeah, he's made the decision not to do that.
But cool. I think they almost have to. I don't think the guys would just openly agree.
Coach K. The rules don't apply to him.
Yeah,
that's
Coach,
the thing,
he doesn't
right?
do it.
I know.
So what? So now that Coach K is gone, so like next year he'll be gone.
Now is Duke going to suck?
Well,
yes. The end of an era. We finally have seen it with the Patriots, and now we see it with Duke.
Look
Our
at North Carolina.
Our entire young lives, we have had Duke as a powerhouse, and the Patriots for the most have been great. Guys, the tides are changing. This is awesome.
Well, North Carolina, I think Roy Williams left the cupboard a little empty, and he realized, oh, man, my
cupboard
should have left some more grains and condiments.
That's the pantry, Coach.
Well, is that not what I don't know?
Cupboard's like where the plates are.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, I think Roy Williams saw that, we're not that good, and I didn't get a very good recruiting class coming in.
So
I'm going to go ahead and be out.
It's just the timing was right?
Yeah, timing was right. Like, it was like, you know what? I'm done. And so he left it. But North Carolina has gotten better as the year has gone on this year.
Their team's pretty stacked.
Dude, can they put up points? That was a track meet, man. North Carolina's a team to watch out in the tournament.
Nah.
They put up a ton, dude.
Coach, I've been watching them all year.
But they've gotten better. But yeah, so I'm so interested to see what happens to Duke now that Coach K is leaving?
My question is, I mean, they're going to suck, obviously, but my question is...
Oh, they're going to suck.
I think for a couple years, the name Duke is still going to get big recruits because it's Duke. But then it's just going to, is it going to fall off? Because Coach K says that once he's done, he will have nothing to do with the basketball program.
He's going to Aruba, boys.
And let's be real, Duke hasn't won the championship in a while, right? I mean, it's easily been. So, sure, they've been fine. They've been serviceable. They've had impressive records, but they get into the tournament, they get bounced. Zion got bounced. He blew a shoe and never saw the even close to the championship. But... So Duke has been on the decline. So for you to say, oh, Duke is still going to...
I mean, they won in 2019.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Wow. Was that pandemic?
Hey, we were all stuck in our houses, Coach.
Who the hell did they have that
won that? So you always complain about ESPN.
Wait, that's the women's golf.
Yeah, I mean, what is going on right now, Coach?
Women's golf? How did that even pop up in your Google?
I should have said basketball national championships. I said last Duke national championship, and I meant basketball, and Coach, it pulled up golf.
You probably got a lot of stories about the lacrosse team, too, Coach. Come on. Be specific.
That's my fault, dude.
So does ESPN still...
Oh, suck off Duke? Duke of Duke, Duke, Duke. Yes, that is all they're going to do.
For how long?
A year.
Okay, and so then, 1 year, and then Duke's just going to go away.
They're going to
Duke's going to go like...
Thank you. 2015. Thank you.
Coach, that's not that long ago.
Still.
But, yes, that's the question. How long until ESPN finds a new darling? And who is that new darling going to be? Because it's been Duke for 25 years.
Zags.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The problem is they're West Coast. Who cares? Late at night, no one stays up that late.
That's true.
So
they're
going to
need an East Coaster. They're from Connecticut. Let's see.
Well, they love themselves some SEC, just not with basketball. So I'm curious. Kansas. I mean, you've almost got to go with Kansas,
SEC,
right?
SEC basketball is just weak, Coach.
Kansas. No, SEC is not bad, but Kansas gets
they're
a lot
all
of,
middle of the road.
Kansas gets a lot of love for the Big 12. So they on Monday, Big Monday, we usually play on Big Monday because Kansas is a big draw.
Ah.
But they don't get it as much as Duke does.
It's Kentucky.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
It's Kentucky.
Yeah.
And my apologies, that's SEC. My bad.
Yeah, they're going to shift to Kentucky. That's going to be the...
I just feel like the LSUs, the Alabamas, yeah, LSU, the Ole Miss, all those are also just middle of the roads. Yeah, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
Good call.
But other than Kentucky, Auburn. I mean, Auburn's pretty good.
But they're not a consistent, always
right.
good. Kentucky is a blue blood.
Their next, what did you call it, suck
darling.
Off?
Darling. Yeah, suck off. They're the one they're going to... Instead of talking about Duke all the time, it's going to be all Kentucky about Kentucky.
And yeah. Duke really was Dickie V. He's the one that was like, the Dukies, yes! baby.
Where is he? Is he?
He had throat cancer.
So is he out?
He's out for the year.
Yeah. He came and did one game, and he was very emotional.
And then the doctor said, hey, you shouldn't do any more games this year, and you're supposed to rest your voice.
Yeah,
because
he does yell. That's kind of his thing.
And they did even say, like, this has to be really upsetting for Dickie V that he can't be a part of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, his favorite coach of all time, the one he used to, he's the greatest there. But, yes, Coach K is good. But Saturday was an unmitigated disaster.
Yes.
Disaster.
Yeah, I would agree. I had the feed Dude, I can't believe they got that many old players to go to the game. That's cool. And they were actually legit dudes.
Yeah, I wanted some bench warmers to go. Like, where were the bench warmers?
Those were all coached by Coach K?
Every one of them.
It's pretty cool.
Yes, that's not bad. It's a neat thing that they all did. And so does that mean 96 fans didn't get to go, or did they just make room?
Coach, come on.
And that's one of those stadiums. Man, those people that got in there, props to you. How did you get into that game?
$6,000.
Wow.
Hey, it's so small in there. You ever see the announcers go to the announcer booth? Coach, the ceiling is touching the top of their headsets. They're like stuck in this little corner in the very top.
Yeah.
I've never been there. I don't know what it looks like.
I've heard it's awesome.
But it looks like they're like in a cubby hole, like squeezing to rubbing elbows so tight up there.
Yes, and does the student fan base stay as rabid as they are because of...
That's all they got. They have to. They have to. You got to think, Coach. I mean, what else does Duke have? Football?
I would say, yeah, the fan base stays the same because they're the nerds. They don't really have any other fun stuff to do. That's their
study
thing.
Coach.
They love going to the games, camping in tents for days before, going to the games, being crazy, wearing costumes. Some kids were in, like, chicken costumes and, like... dressed up as cartoon characters.
Yeah,
at
I don't
game.
Really understand the chicken costume or anything like that because you can't really see the game. You have to be hot, uncomfortable, not fun.
Some of the people
no one can
painted.
See your face. Like you don't even get credit for your costume.
I just feel like that's something they're always going to do, the Cameron crazies. But yeah, is there going to be the Zions that go there? No.
Like there was a kid at the Kansas game that had a student. He had a basketball over his head with the eyes cut out.
That's funny.
No, that's so stupid. Oh. Like, what are you doing?
Or the guys that go to the Detroit Lions games with a trash bag over their head. It's like, guys, like, you went there just to not watch the game? Like, yeah. I hope you saw some of the game.
Well, they have eyes in the trash.
Right, but it's still a horrible way to watch the game. You're missing so much of it.
Right, I mean, and you're wearing it the whole time because you can't just think, okay, now the camera's going to come to me. I'm going to put it on. You have to wear that the whole time, hoping the camera comes to you. And then if they come back to you, you still got to have it on, and you look like an idiot.
What about the guys that take their shirts off and they write something on their chest? And then they sprinkle in a girl in there with a sports bra.
Like it.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the writing on the chest. What I'm not okay with is the idiots when it's -5 degrees and they have their shirt off. And they're like, look at me. Idiot, you're not really that cool. You think you look cool, but you actually look like an idiot.
Hey, the next day, they're like, what happened, man?
I don't know what happened, Doc.
I wear my shirt at the game yesterday.
You do single yourself out, though. If you see somebody painted at a game, they're not going to a party afterwards. Like, they don't have too many friends. There's no way somebody painted goes to a dope-ass party after the game. No. It's somebody, they go paint, and then while they're at home showering, getting the paint off them.
Then they head to the library.
Everybody else is partying, having fun. So it sucks. It's a great idea. It's very spirited when you see somebody painted, but they really don't have plans after, sadly.
Well, I don't know. Painted people, they're pretty dedicated because they're usually...
Have you ever been to a party
Hold on.
And painted guy comes to the party and says, I just left the game. I've never been to a party and painted guy's there, which tells you... Painted guy goes back to his dorm room.
By himself.
Alone.
Like, no, but at least he has a group of friends that are painted with him.
Right, but those painted people don't get invited to the parties.
He looks himself in the mirror.
Nobody wants the guy that looks like Blue Man Group at their party.
Coach, so he goes and looks himself in the mirror in his dorm and is like, idiot. You just paint your face like a stupid idiot.
Didn't even win.
We wasted all that paint. And we got our ass kicked.
That's why we don't have friends.
But yeah, then you see the one chick that if they can convince a chick to get painted with them, cool.
Coach, it's always one.
It's always one. That question. And how many times is it a hottie?
Rarely.
Okay, guys.
At Texas State, it was.
Guys, all people are beautiful.
At Texas State, they did Texas State Bobcats, and I'm telling you, the Texas was usually gorgeous. The Bobcats was gorgeous, and the state was like some dudes in the middle. They had way more chicks than dudes. And the chicks were...
What did they paint themselves for at Texas State?
Like Bobcats.
The football.
The football?
Because it was a way where you could take your shirt off. Otherwise, you're not allowed to just wear a sports bra into the stadium. So it'd be 100 degrees, and all these hotties would just wear a sports bra and paint like a TX on their like chest stomach. So like if you were like at Texas State, they were decent looking.
Coach, and you were calling the game?
I mean, you can even Google. No, I was...
I mean, there was audio that surfaced from Ray at the games when he called it. Look at that beautiful woman. Oh, right. Man.
Texas State Bobcats
paint.
Football.
Oh, this is great, Coach, for
paint.
Radio.
And there we go.
Yeah.
I got the images.
Oh, look at that.
You guys see all this?
Oh, man, that is great.
Can
look
you guys
that
see
girl.
It? Wow.
No, but they're probably sitting at their computers right now Googling it, too.
There it is. Texas State University. And I mean, one of the pictures, you got to scroll down a couple. The whole TX state is chicks in bikini tops, and they're all good looking. So at Texas State, they're the exception to the rule.
Well, Coach, you probably started that.
Thank you, guys. You had to scroll down a couple.
Now I'm Googling it, and let's see if we get it. Okay.
Scroll down a couple.
I got Texas. Bunch
State.
Of
Bobcats.
Oh, there we go. We got girls.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. They painted their face, and that's Florida State. Okay, next. Okay. Nothing. I mean, we're at the bottom.
I found it. I don't know what you guys Googled.
There's a football player. There we go. What we got there? Yeah. They painted their shirts.
Texas Tech versus Eastern Washington.
Okay, that's Tech.
What about
There we go. That's A&M.
That's A&M.
Yeah, no.
Type in Texas State Bobcats.
Oh, Bobcats.
That's football.
We messed that up, Coach.
I put Texas State paint football games.
I just ended up getting a Home Depot commercial.
I got Sherwin-Williams.
All right, now we do that. All right,
let's see.
Game.
Okay, here we go, Coach. We're scrolling down. Let's see what we got. Sam Ellinger.
I see a bunch of guys playing football.
Yeah, football players. Oh, we got some. No, just people in shirts there.
Yeah, no shirtless, no paint. Okay. Yeah, that dude definitely doesn't get invited to the party.
Shit, Georgia State's even in here. Yeah, Coach, I don't know what we're talking about.
You guys aren't good at Googling.
No,
did we not. What did he say?
Texas State Bobcat football game.
Paint.
Oh, paint, you idiot.
Oh, my God. You didn't say paint.
Football paint. Okay, Coach, we're going to try this again, all right?
Yes. Here we go. Paint.
Here we go. All right, enter. All right, we're scrolling down. Oh, Texas State football. Football.
Oh,
there's a real Bobcat.
Oh, no, right here, Eddie.
Oh, now it's two dudes. Eat them up. Eat them up. Okay, here we go. We got girls.
They're the drill team.
Oh, we got it, Coach.
Yeah.
Wow.
What I'm saying, for whatever reason, it's like the weird thing. In Texas State, it's like the exception to the rule.
I mean, beautiful women, Coach.
According to this picture from mysa.com, Texas State University is third kinkiest college in U.S., dating app says.
You guys kinky, Coach?
That is what
it says underneath
Coach,
that picture.
Coach, were you kinky in college, Coach?
I really wasn't. I mean, I was new. I didn't know anybody. So, and what I learned is in Texas, you go to those Texas schools, everybody knows each other from high school. Well, guess what? I didn't go to high school in Texas. I didn't know anybody.
Coach, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that maybe happens in every college.
But
if I went to Michigan, I'd be like, oh, damn, you guys are all from Michigan? That sucks. I'm from Texas.
But
damn.
I'm telling you a real life
example. Yeah, if you go out of state.
Right. Yeah. It's out of state shit. So everybody had their cliques.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I just walked into cliques. I'm like, oh, all these people must be friends from high school. Yeah. If you go out of state, it's tough your first year.
Right.
And I was only there for 2 years. So a year of tough, then you got 12 months to live it up.
Did you meet friends over at the gas station, Coach?
Dude, that was the worst. We faked like we were rushing a frat. So we're meeting the hotties. We're getting numbers. Everything's looking good. Well, then it starts coming up where we don't have money to pay for the frat.
Oh.
So we get booted out. Well, I meet these girls at the frat. Man. This one girl in particular. I meet her, okay?
What was her name?
I don't know.
That was before your wife.
Before you were married, right?
Then I'm at the gas station, working at the gas station.
Oh, she walks in.
This chick walks in to get gas. God. I mean, guys, my game was done. I went from frat daddy, it was almost like, you know, it was your greatest meeting of all time, to she saw
gas
me working
daddy
at the gas station. It was over.
And she walks in, she goes, aren't you that guy? Yeah.
Can I get
you're
going to
be at that party tonight? No, I got to work. Oh, okay, can you give me 20 on pump 3?
Yeah, can I get you some Swishers?
I remember it so vividly. She was like, oh, hey, I didn't know you worked here. Yeah. I just started, had to pick up a job. What are you doing? Getting gas. What do you think I do?
I'm headed to that party.
I'll probably catch y'all this weekend. Yeah, I'm never working here. I just pick up a shift. You know, I'm just got so much free time, you know?
I own the place.
Yeah. I just like to feel like what it's like to get behind the counter every once in a while.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
This
so
is
I
my
can
store.
Relate to my employees.
And then she's like, well, did you ever rush that frat? No. We ended up not doing it. I had bigger stuff to do. Oh, I can see that. You're working at a gas station.
Coach, that sucks.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's
it was
rough.
You know, what are the chances out of all the gas stations in Texas State? There's got to be
five. Probably only five.
I was like, there's five, and they're right next
Coach,
to campus.
It sounds
like
the odds are pretty good.
Was working a shift where she was filling up her vehicle, and I was there, and she was the potential person I was going to date, and I was like, it all just came crashing
down. I mean,
you
think about it, Coach. Everybody needs gas. You
and
know?
And guys, I'm wearing they made us wear the polos that had like the gas station pump on it. And oh, so I'm wearing the company uniform, so I couldn't fake.
And he's got the name,
but
Ray.
Hey, and I was behind the till. But if I would have been just like stocking, I could have faked like I was just getting a drink. Oh, hey, getting a Gatorade. What are you doing?
Hey, both of you guys wait for you to check you out.
You're waiting for someone at the cash register. Like, man, I don't know where this guy is. What's going on?
Man, or is anybody going to check us out? Terrible gas station.
Hey, bad customer service.
Come on, coach.
And that's when you go, hey, you know what? I'll check us out. And you go behind the counter and be like, all right, let's just do this. Make sure nobody's watching.
What is this button? Enter.
They always say it's easy to check it out. Let me just hit one button. Oh, the cash register.
Or you're sitting there in line and be like, yeah, I don't know. I guess no one's here. I guess you can just take it. You know what I mean? Like, just take that.
Did you hook her up, Coach, or anything?
I swear to God, she came in one time. So
I know, but that one time, did you hook her up?
I'm telling you, it was so awkward because there was no fighting it. I just had to take it like a man. I stood there, and so we had to talk while she's checking out. So it's not like I can bail out and she can't bail out because she's paying and I'm a employee. So I'm like, how's it going? She's like, oh, hey, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you at any parties. Yeah. So I'm stuck. I'm stuck with my life having to explain it to her, guys. I mean, that was it. That was it.
You've been working, man.
That was it. Hey, I'll see you around, man. See you later. Pump's good. Pump 3. You're good with 20. I'll see you. Thank you.
If you need a receipt, just come back inside. Yeah, I'll get it for you.
That sucks, Coach.
Brutal, boys. Brutal.
College, though. Good times.
No, good times. So that was my first year.
And then it just took off after that,
and
right?
You met South Beach a little bit after that, right?
No, I met South Beach. That's the reason I went to Texas.
Him and South Beach went there together. They were a couple. They moved from Chicago to San Marcos, yes. Texas together. Were you guys roommates in?
We weren't. I moved in with a couple random dudes. Okay, Get this.
Makes no Where sense. Did South Beach go?
He comes into the apartment. It was a 4-person. We had 3 dudes. South Beach tries the door for the 4th person. It's wide open. South Beach lived there for 2 months for free because the door was open on the 4th room. So South Beach moves in for free, and he tricked the other guys. Were always just like, ah, so it's all 4 of us. I could have swore they told, because you paid rent separately.
Uh-huh.
So they would never know if South Beach paid rent or not. So they're like, huh, the lady at the front said it was 3 people. And I'm like, well, it's a 4-bedroom. That's weird. She told you that. And they're like, yeah. So weird. And then whenever it was time to pay electricity, South Beach is like, guys, I'll cover this month. They're like, your friend is so nice. Yeah, because he's not paying rent.
Hey, were the other 2 dudes cool?
They were awesome. I don't talk to them to this day, but dude, they were actually really nice. Because I mean, I honestly had no friends. So they were always they're always like, man, you always go to bed early. You got to get up to announce. But they would party. So they would throw ragers, and I would just close my door and turn on fans because I had to wake up and announce. So, like, I didn't live the college experience is what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, they partied. They were meeting all kinds of people. Dude, sometimes they would have chicks and they would sneak. I'm not saying they're, like, tens. But chicks would sneak into my room the next morning and I'd be, like, about to go to work. And I'd be like, get out of here. Like, I was kicking chicks out of my room. I was that dude.
Dang, dude.
I know.
Must be nice.
You did.
I couldn't pay for chicks to come to my room.
Hold on. You lived the roughest college experience I've ever heard. He would be asleep. He didn't even have to hit on the chicks.
No, man.
And they tried to crawl in bed with him.
Coach, that must have been hard for you.
And let
Coach,
me tell you, hey, and not only that, he would tell them, no thanks. Like, he didn't have to do any work. Like, all he had to do is wake up for 5 minutes.
And
they're ready to go. And he'd say no.
I'm just sleeping, you know.
But that was before you were married, right?
Yeah. And then sometimes, you know, I'm just trying to go to sleep, and I'm getting rocked to sleep because there's all these couples outside my door hooking up and stuff, and I'm, like, trying to sleep, and it's like, Okay, guys, can we stop? I got to wake up to work in the morning.
What were they doing, construction, Coach?
Sounded like it. He was drilling something, dude.
Jackhammering. I mean, girls would go in there and be like, is it true you're the ice skating announcer for Texas State? Like, oh, my God, dude, can I get in
your
bed?
The one from the gas station?
Listen, yeah. I'm not saying it was like every, but there would be times where I would go run or I would go work out and I'd be coming back, and so I didn't think, and I wouldn't lock my door, and they'd just open the door and run in my bed. I'd be like, get out of here. Because when you're not drinking, you don't want some drunk person in your bed. So I'm like, get out of my room.
No, it depends what they look like. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like one time.
That's just terrible.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Times Cruz was with us. You know, Cruz. Cruz, like, you like the ladies. So we were out, and Cruz got mad about something. I don't know what.
Is this here?
This was in, I think, Wichita. And he was mad about something. And so he bails, like, I'm going to bed. Screw you guys. So he goes to bed. We meet these girls, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, Cruz would love this. Here's his hotel room. Here's the key. Go surprise him. And there are four hotties, and they go to his room and, like, jump in bed with him asleep. And he goes, the hell's going on here? Get out of here. And he was so mad. And I was like, hey, dude, I thought you would like this. I thought this would cheer you up. The girls are like, well, this sucked. And they just left. And I'm like, you idiot.
That's what I'm telling you. Dude,
I tried to help you.
I have a story with Ray and Minnie Wolo, okay, our old intern. When he was living with us, Ray and I were roommates, and Minnie Wolo was sleeping on Ray's bedroom floor for like 2 months, okay? So we're out at the bars, and they leave, and there's this hot-ass blonde. I have no idea who she is. Like, I don't know how. At the end of the night, she locked her keys in her car. And I was like, well, I'm out. I'm getting in the cab, and she goes, I'll just come to your house. And I'm like, yeah, you know,
Coach,
what?
It was that easy for Coach back in the day?
Wow. Is it before you were married?
This is
after you're married.
No.
This is last week?
No. This is before I was married, but I was like, you know what? Ray and Minnie Wolo are single. They're at the house. They'll get up for this girl because she's smoking hot. I was like, yeah, come on. I got two buddies back at the house. And so they go
but
in her.
She didn't want them. She wanted you.
No. She didn't care. She had locked her keys in the car. Oh, she was just sitting on the
care.
Like, I didn't, it wasn't like I was hanging out with this
she
girl all night.
She just wanted a body that had blood in it.
Exactly.
She wanted a warm body.
And I went into Ray's room, and I was like, guys, there's this hot blonde out here. One of you guys needs to wake
were
up.
They were asleep?
They were asleep.
Were they in one bed?
No. Ray had his bed, and Minnie Wolo had a sleeping bag on the floor. Danny slept in a sleeping bag on the floor. Instead of on the couch downstairs, he would sleep in Ray's room.
No, they liked sleeping together in the room.
Yeah, they had close quarters. And I go in there, and I'm like, guys, there's this hot blonde out here. She doesn't care.
You didn't take her up. You left her downstairs, and you went to go tell him.
Well, I'm out. She's outside their door.
Oh. Oh, so so you're there with her outside the door.
I go in and leave her outside because I didn't.
Coach, she can hear everything you're saying.
You guys, wake up.
This guy, can you imagine him trying to whisper?
Boobs.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. Keep it down. There's a hot blonde outside.
And his voice is all hoarse.
So I went in there, and I wake them both up. I'm like, guys, which one of you guys wants to come out here? I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm already asleep. Guys, she's right outside. Like, she's ready.
Nah. She's ready? What does that mean?
I don't know, dude. I was drunk. Listen, I was drunk, and they were asleep. It was 3:30 in the morning, okay? Oh, that's all I know. And neither one of them got up. And
so,
Coach, we were in the middle of our sleep. We were probably both sober. That girl, I remember, was drunk. Was she hot? From what I remember, yes, she was. So his story is accurate. But, Coach,
when you saw her, Coach?
Yeah.
The next day, she's there.
I said hi to her.
Wait, she slept there with you?
She slept in the...
So those dudes turn her down, so then she looks at you?
I'm pretty sure she ended up...
No, I slept on the couch.
You let her sleep in your bed?
Dude, I was drunk. I thought she was coming to hook up with one of them. I was like, well, they're not going to hook up. All right, well, I guess you're...
This is
odd. Dude, I remember the next morning, it was that weird place where it was like, none of you guys wanted to sleep with me.
mean? We're all just like, how's it going? What are you doing here? She's like, well, I mean, I was throwing myself at you guys all night. Coach, not one, like, the next morning, she's like, all right, I'm just going to get a ride.
This
like,
makes no sense, guys. Coach, what the hell happened?
It doesn't make sense. The reason it makes sense to me is because we were sober. She was hammered.
Yes, they were asleep. They were dead asleep. Like out.
I don't want you to just think that this girl's just a smoking blonde. She was hammered, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good detail.
Who wants to deal with a hammered person? It's not deal with her. She was in a safe home. No. What I'm saying is she was safe.
I know what you're saying.
It's not like she was going to go drive. So I was like, okay, cool.
It's just sleep. I just don't understand. Like, I'm putting myself in her situation.
Well, I don't understand how she was getting in my cab anyway.
I'm putting myself in her situation, and I'm like, okay, I locked my keys in my car.
Now
my only out is to go with this dude who's going to go back to a place where there's two dudes sleeping and him.
And not one of them's going to try to hook up with me. What a safe place.
Like, I was thinking she's going to call her friend. She'll call someone to come get her.
Nothing.
She's like, no, I'll just go home with you.
So what time does she leave?
Like
3 o'clock the next day.
No, like 9:30 or 10.
Do you guys have breakfast together?
No.
So you were already with your wife then. I mean, dating.
Yeah, I was dating.
Did you call your fiance and tell her?
We weren't engaged.
Okay.
Dude,
I told her the next day, I was just like, yeah, I brought this girl back for Ray and Minnie Wolo, and neither one of them wanted her.
And the next day, I mean, she was in the shortest skirt I've ever seen, the lowest top I've ever seen, and so it was even more crazier to her, probably. She tells her friends, guys, I was with the three safest guys ever.
That's great.
I can't even explain this better to tell you how safe these dudes were.
She was like, guys, girls, anytime we want
sure
to take a girl.
Like girls?
No, that's what she said. She went back to her girlfriend, and she was like, guys, I found our three gay best friends. Like, for sure, 100%.
Their name is Lunchbox Ray and Minnie Wolo.
You know those guys from the morning show? I think they're all gay.
Minnie what? Wolo.
Yeah. It was one of the more random nights of my life.
That's funny, man.
I was like, I thought Ray and Minnie Wolo were going to be thanking me for years
to come.
That's
what I thought with Cruz.
That's why you guys will learn it yourselves. With Eddie's story, with Lunch's story, it's all about being on the same level. If one person's way more hammered, somebody's sober, it never mixes.
You're right.
It doesn't seem like it.
That's what's shocking about some of my friends that don't drink and still go out.
It's not as much fun.
How could it possibly be fun?
It's not. I mean, I've done it, and I've been DD before. Coach, I had to go pick up my chick on a Friday night. She was with 15 girlfriends. All the same age, some married, some single. Wow, all getting crazy.
Some hot, some not.
I mean,
some tall, some short.
Dude, all of them chilling in a mansion, okay? I roll in. I'm like, she goes, hey, come DD, pick me up. All right, I'll pick you up. I get to the door. Let me do the little. I'm in the trailblazer. I'm like, come on out. She calls me. Hey, come in. It'll be fun for a second.
Wait, your trailblazer sounds like that?
It's got a pretty big horn.
And you're trying to fit 15 girls in the trailblazer?
No.
I thought it sounded more like...
No, this is it. So she calls me. Hey, come in. Just come in for a second with the girls. I go in with the girls. You think, in theory, wow, 15 chicks.
No, that's
having fun, a wine. Guys, I've never been so annoyed for 30 minutes in my life. I was like, exit stage right. How is the quickest way that I could possibly get out of here?
Yeah.
You can't explain it. You can't explain it, but there it is, guys.
I agree. When I was taking tuberculosis medicine for 9 months, I had to take a pill every single day for 9 months.
Professional DD.
I was like, oh, you know, I'll still go out. No big deal.
Who'd you get the TB from, dude?
No idea.
What was your name?
I couldn't drink, and so I was like, I'll still go out.
Enrique.
I'll still go out, no problem. And I go out the first night I'm out. And I'm just like, this is getting bumped into in the bar. And then some guy turns, pukes on my right shoulder.
Ah, come on, man.
And I'm like, well, I'm going home and I'm
knock
never.
Knock it off.
No. You realize how much everything annoys you when you're not drunk and you're in that tight of quarters. And then to cap it off, the guy throws up on my shoulder. And I was like, this is the worst.
When you get thrown up on, though, like, even if you're drunk, don't you want to kick that guy's ass?
I've never been thrown up on. That's what I'm saying.
See, that's,
never.
That's bizarre.
That's what I'm saying. So the first night I'm sober, that happens. I'm just like. And I turned around, walked out the bar, went home.
You remember we were at a bar. I think it was one of your station events. And this dude shows up, starts throwing money. He starts throwing money out, dollar bills. I think it was the Coolio night.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
No.
I'd never seen that before. This dude, him, I mean, he kind of looked like South Beach, same built, you know, bodybuilder type with another dude, two dudes. And we just, I think everyone's just dancing or whatever. And money just starts flying in the club. And we're like, what? And this dude's standing on top of a couch throwing ones out. Like, okay, hundreds of ones.
You're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Pure Ultra Lounge, yes.
Pure. I've never seen anything like that. And we're like, who is doing that? And he had pure joy on his face. Like
it was the best moment of his life. And it wasn't even like he was doing it to strippers.
No, he was doing it to anyone who wanted to pick up the money.
And, yeah, who's not picking? You get, oh, and then you get $3. You're like, I was down here on the wet, nasty floor.
$3.
For three freaking dollars. But in the moment, you see that money fly, and you instinctively go for the money.
Yeah.
And then it's sopping wet. It's gross. Your hands are gross. Now you have black stuff all over your pants because you knelt down to pick up the money.
But, Eddie, you're saying you'd only do that when you're drinking.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, like, I don't know. All I'm saying is that was just one of the weirdest things I've ever seen at a club before. Like, someone getting joy out of just throwing money. I don't understand that.
Because you see the happiness it brings everybody else, maybe, or you show off like your level of like, hey, man, I got so much money, I'm going to just throw it out here.
That's what I think he was doing.
Yes, but I don't think $1 bills really signifies that you got a lot of money and you don't care.
And I think the way to bookend this, guys, I'm going to put a nice little bow on it. You don't realize how much of a social lubricant alcohol is until you don't have alcohol.
That's true.
Your lunchbox at a club and you're totally sober and you're getting puked on. You're like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe all the times I've come into this club and not thought twice about it, but I'm sober now and it's miserable.
Listen to an airplane. Like when they're, before the drinks are served in an airplane, it's dead silent. Soon as they go, boom, we are now taking orders for your drinks.
You are now free to fly without the gun.
I mean, it sounds like freaking happy hour.
Hey, man, what do you do for a living?
Oh,
what book you read?
Oh, really? Where are you? Minneapolis? Oh, I love it.
Your daughter goes to Harvard. Awesome.
Coach, you hear it on a plane. It's crazy.
That's true. It's dead silent until the first drink gets over.
Unless you get stuck next to that person that's Chatty Cathy. That immediately they sit down and immediately start talking to you and asking you a million questions like, oh, my God.
Where are you headed?
Where are you headed? Oh, business or for pleasure? Okay, yeah, I'm just going for work. Okay, cool. What do you do? Okay. What do you do? Well, I'm going to
Jason
visit
Gibble.
My daughter just moved down to Florida, and we're going to visit. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, she graduated from here. I didn't ask all that. You know, I
got you tell them that?
Does that happen when you're with your wife or when you're a solo mission?
Solo mission.
See, that's the thing. Now that I'm with my wife, I never have Chatty Cathy. It's awesome.
Right, because you're talking to your wife, and they can't. You can shut up. You block them out like you're saying. You don't have to worry about them. They're just looking at you as a solo project. They're like, oh, this guy wants to talk.
I'm getting to the point now, if I'm not interested in a conversation, I just walk away.
On a plane, you can't. There's nowhere to go.
Hey, when you're at the gas station, Coach, you can, man.
Hey, I got a good tweet, guys. I like at Radio Lunchbox and at Producer Eddie when he's not with Sizzin, but y'all's podcast has sucked ass lately.
Great.
That was a good read, Coach.
Well, Coach, thank you for bringing that
to
the
table. You
couldn't
have filtered through those a little bit better than that?
Well, that stood out to him, Coach. He loved that one.
I don't get what they were criticizing, the show or just me, or what was it?
And they like me, but not when Ray's on?
Yeah, like...
But Ray's on every day.
I know, but I guess our podcast has sucked lately. I don't know.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
What, the tweet or the podcast?
No, the podcast.
I agree.
It's been good.
I thought it's been pretty funny. I mean... Sword Losers Nation for life. I mean, whatever.
For life.
Yeah, here you go. I got you.
I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I got you right here, guys. I got you right here.
Sword Losers Nation for life.
Dang.
Speaking of our boy Simon Leviev, he got swindled out of almost $7,000 by a couple that said, hey, man, look, I know you got all these fake Instagram accounts, but we can get yours actually verified. And they FaceTimed him, did all this. They said, hey, you got to, you know, we'll get you and your girlfriend verified. You just got to send us money. Dude sent him $7,000.
No, he got swindled.
He got at his own game.
He got his own game. That little fame bug, the little temptation of a blue checkmark by your name on Instagram, he could not resist. And he even FaceTimed the people because the girl was like, yeah, my boyfriend works at Meta. And and so the guy FaceTimed from an office where there was a bunch of people walking around.
It said Facebook in the background and he believed it.
And he did two separate wires and then that Instagram account, everything, wiped from the internet, gone.
Okay. Got his ass.
How funny is that? I hope you're doing well. Actually, I'm not. My enemies, the enemies got me for $7,000.
I mean, that's funny if people can keep doing that to him.
Well, probably not.
Why not?
I mean, why not?
Why not, coach? He feels like the ball's rolling right now.
Right.
He's going to take any business venture.
Yes.
Anything.
But I get he got tricked that, swindled, if you will. So what's another way he can get swindled if he goes to a club or something?
Yes. So reservations, no problem. Just give me 100 down. 100 down, no problem. Hope you're doing well. And then he shows up to the door like, nah, I don't have your reservation here.
Okay, that's one way.
Yeah. Hey, you coming to our, just give me $1,000. We'll have bottles. Okay. We'll have everything. Roped off area. Okay.
Or if there's a way to say, hey, private club, you're going to do an appearance. We'll pay you at the end of the night. But just to start it off, you got to pay $200 for parking. They're like really strict about that.
No problem.
And then once he gets there, there's no
nothing.
Repair, no cake.
I hope you're doing well.
So losers nation for life.
There's plenty of ways to get this dude.
Right.
Hi, coachers. Here's Simon Levi. I hope you're doing well.
Especially with him wanting to cash in on it.
Yes.
It's just like he is fiending for things like fame things. And so when you hit him, because he's obviously a narcissist, right? Like he wants that recognition. And so that blue check mark, oh my gosh, it's so hard to get in. Oh, it's only going to take $7,000, you say. Hey, I can do that.
Dude, that's nothing. He's rolling like that? He was able to dump $7,000 on a check mark?
Coach, that Netflix, they pay a lot for their things, for their documentaries.
That's still your angle.
Coach, I'm going to stick with it until it comes out. Until it comes out and says, and they say, all right, guys, just full disclosure, this was all made up. I still feel like one day that's going to come out.
You really think so?
Why not?
Because then Netflix is done.
No. No, the Netflix says, guys, a lot of these are made up. That's just the nature of the beast.
So they're going to come out and say, yeah, documentaries are fake.
Every documentary is fake. That's fact. Every documentary is...
No, it's not fake.
It is.
It's slanted to get you to believe. It wants you to feel for them. They have an agenda.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. It is fake because it is...
Spit it out. Hey, hold on. Hey, Ray, edit that part out so we can get to Eddie's point. Eddie, now go ahead. What's your point?
So if I'm doing a story on how Eddie stood up lunchbox at the golf course, right?
No, that's a true story.
Right. A true story, right? Oh, not fake. But you...
And still too soon to talk about.
You, you only interview the people that'll help your story. Never interview...
No, they want it to slant your way,
right.
But it's still a true story.
Maybe. There's no proof of it. So literally, you can write it the best way that you possibly can and call it a documentary. And it's all good.
My octopus teacher.
Yeah.
That is a true story.
Well, coach, the octopus isn't going to lie. I mean, it's just...
Because it can't talk.
Always believe the octopus.
I never saw it. Is that good?
It's great.
Oh, my gosh. If I watch a show on Netflix with an octopus on it, coach, I've absolutely lost my life.
Apparently, the scuba diver has sex with the octopus?
No!
Oh.
No, but
that's
I tried to tell my brother about
imagine
it.
Imagine eight
Batter's
hands
box.
On you.
I tried to tell Batter's Box about my octopus teacher, and this sounds too weird. I'm not watching this crap.
It actually does sound really good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It is so...
Because you got to think, and I did see the preview on this.
It's mind-blowing.
You got to think that, like, this has got to be so good in the way where you start feeling feelings for the octopus, where you're like, wow, this octopus is actually smart enough to communicate.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm falling in love with this octopus.
I don't know about falling in love with the octopus.
But you like the octopus.
You're starting to think, man, that octopus is pretty cool. It's like his friend. It's mind-blowing what goes on and what happens. And the fact, it's crazy. Because I would never think that this could happen.
Now, here's my example.
Doing well.
You could easily kind of skew the documentary to where the octopus somehow swindled the scuba diver.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
All of these things have such a firm base. Yes, they're true. And then we understand the other stuff. They took some creative liberties.
You're telling me the scuba diver can't go down there in one of the scenes or whatever, and the octopus gives him a hug, like, oh, and then they just show a scene where the octopus is stealing the wall out of the scuba diver's pocket.
Yes, but you'll kind of see that that's at a liberty. The tender swindler, at its core, women got taken advantage of. You can't make, that's not a lie.
Only three.
There was hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Only three.
There's police reports out there.
There's police reports that over the time, he's probably swindled $10 million.
Where are they?
But like
when he went to prison,
coach. And the one thing when the lady says, "Oh, I got on the private plane," you know what? Maybe it was the crappiest private plane ever. But in our minds, we just thought it was the greatest one. I understand those creative liberties.
Yeah.
That's my mind just going. But at its core, he swindled people. Sure, all the other stuff may go any other way, but for you to say it's a complete lie, it's like off, totally off.
I just feel like at some point it's going to come out that okay, if this one wasn't fake, there are other fake ones. I just think
they can't. They're not going to lose all their credibility based on one stupid ass.
But the fact that you think it's real is on you. It's not on the filmmaker. The filmmaker never once came out and said,
I'm not saying
this is an actual story.
A filmmaker may lie, but Netflix did not. You're saying Netflix is behind the lie.
No, Netflix pays for. Do you know how this works? So say I have an idea, right? I have an idea. I pay Lunchbox and Ray to act in my documentary. Thank you guys so much for being part of my documentary. I edit it however I want, and now I go to Netflix, Amazon, I go to whoever and say, hey, here's my
I don't know why you're talking to me like I'm a dummy, but go ahead.
Because I'm not saying Netflix is lying. Netflix could easily say, I didn't know it was fake. Who cares? But the filmmaker would be like, yeah, I made it all up. Oh well, guys, I'm a filmmaker.
Guess what? That filmmaker's done.
Coach, the filmmakers all make stuff up. They're filmmakers.
No. Documentaries are not filmmakers. They are true life. They are true storytellers.
No, they're not.
Oh, my God.
So what they say is documentary, and they even say it in Inventing Anna. Everything is fact except for the stuff we took creative liberties in doing.
But that's different. That's a movie.
Yeah.
They made a movie
My wife watched it and said it wasn't Anna. That good.
It was fine.
She said it was just like.
I said I watched it as background noise
weeks. And that's why she texted me. I think it was Thursday or Friday, and was like, hey, do you want to watch Inventing Anna? Should I wait for you, or should I go ahead and watch? And I was like, go ahead and watch it.
I want us to watch at the same time. No, don't wait for me.
Nope. No. And then I talked to her, and she was like, yeah, it's just okay. And I said, that's what Ray said. I said, Ray said he would watch it in the background. It wasn't, you got to sit down and really watch it because it's so amazing.
But there would be a part which would pop off. You'd be like, oh, that was awesome. But I would imagine, yeah, the whole thing.
Did you finish it all, Ray?
Passively, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it.
I watched 3 episodes and that was it.
I didn't see any of it.
I just felt like
there was some cool parts where S hit the fan and you're like, this is awesome. Like that the girl was that ballsy and it totally makes sense that could happen. You know, when people aren't covering their bases, money, not to say exactly what went down, but in the moment when there's mad conflict and a super powerful woman tricked Mother Effers like crazy and then it all came to a head. That's a good point in the movie, but then you're like, oh, okay, this other stuff about her dress shop, and I don't care.
It's crazy how much she looked like the real person, the actress.
But yeah, that's the Netflix people you're talking about. They have that ability to go cast somebody that's going to look
really
similar
to them. That's a filmmaker, coach. It's a filmmaker.
Him too.
Netflix is the distributor.
Yes.
You guys understand that Netflix,
but sometimes
all
Netflix
does,
has original content.
And they bought it. That means no one else has it. Netflix didn't make it. Mr. Netflix didn't say, I want to make a movie, I'm going to make it. No, they still buy it, coach.
Right, that's how it didn't Simon get paid?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You guys wonder how he's doing so well. He got paid, mother.
Here
you go. Hi, coach. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
You guys got to understand, why wouldn't you? If you can't make a story better by making it up, why wouldn't you?
Right, and that we understand that. But I'm just saying, at the heart of it, it's pretty real and true.
Possibly. I do think that he was a swindler at one point, but I think he's behind this. I think he's behind the whole story of go tell my story, make a movie about it, and let's make some money.
Right, then why is the diamond coming suing him? Like, if he's going to lose everything. Like, right?
I don't know, Coach. I don't know the details. I don't know why the diamond company is so mad. I mean, the diamond company.
Well, I understand
pissed.
Why they're mad, because they're dragging their right, name through the mud. Right. Like, I get it. Like, he's using their.
Are they Levives?
Yes.
Okay, so he's not really Levive.
No, he's Simon. Or he's
he picked the
Hayuk
last name because of a diamond family.
Yes. His real name is something like Hayuk or something.
He's changed his name 4 times.
Yes, I do remember
he's
that.
He's a professional name changer.
Yes.
That means he's a professional con artist.
Scam artist, yes.
So it's not fake.
Almost like South Beach with a fourth bedroom.
Yeah, but South Beach is a poor man's version. South Beach could never do anything that complex. But yes, the fact that he was ballsy, that's what South Beach had going for him. But yeah, dude, he was there. South Beach was in an apartment for free for 2 months until management came in there and was like, is somebody living in here? And we're like, I don't know. Had a friend stay over drunk at night. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, somebody's going to move in the next week. Just clean it up a little bit. I mean, dude lived there for free because the door handle, like, was broken.
That's hilarious.
Dude, how amazing is that?
That's pretty incredible.
As a college kid,
that's
the start of it. You're like, this is what America's dream is all about, baby.
This is what college is all about, my friend. Right. Like, hey, where are you living? Well, right now I'm living over here. How much is rent? It's free, man.
$3.99. Hey,
what do you mean it's free? Oh, the door's just open. What, excuse me?
But, I mean, he never could bring a chick over because the door, like, wouldn't lock. And so, like,
once it locked, he's screwed.
Dude, I'm trying to think of it more and more. I almost want to say there wasn't a door handle. So when he brought a chick over, they'd be like, why does your door not have a handle? He'd be like, management. The freaking maintenance still hasn't come over and fixed it.
No, still trying to change the lock.
He's like, dude, my roommate took it off because I kept locking in myself in my room.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that is how he got into it. It was no door handle.
You guys still not talking?
No, I need to hit him up. I need to see how he's doing. We'll text a big sporting event.
I miss him, man. Yeah.
Did you hang out with him at DC?
Hell yeah. I'd love to see. Every time I saw South Beach, Vegas, Austin, wherever South Beach, it was an instant smile on my face. Instant smile on my face. Because, I mean, just the way he, like, I mean, he's just like a big
meathead.
Is he redhead?
Yeah.
Like, you know who he reminds me of, right? Johan.
A little bit.
Yeah, like that's.
But South Beach much more ripped than Johan.
I understand. But when you just, like, the body, like, you
love it,
kind of. Ray has a type. That's what just popped in my head when you're talking about him being bodybuilder, like him and Johan, like they are the same. Ray has a type.
I love it,
but Johan got brought into my life, so
yeah. Yeah. But in a way.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I don't know how you transitioned. But did you wait?
I got something to tell you. UFC.
Well, I want to talk UFC, but first, did you see the fight at that Mexican soccer game?
No.
That's sad, dude.
No. What? Somebody die?
Well, the footage I saw on Daily Mail was all blurry, and I just closed out of it.
Just Google Mexican League Atlas soccer fight. Do I want to watch this? Atlas soccer fight, dude. It is the most.
Who's, like, Atlas?
It's a La Liga, Mexican professional team. Oh, my gosh.
But was there close-ups? Because the Daily Mail footage was from 100 yards away.
Oh, there's just go to Twitter,
Coach,
dude.
Coach, was this
this was this weekend. I mean, supposedly.
At least 26 injured.
Coach,
three
people
critically
died.
Allegedly, there was like 17 dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, rival fans started fighting. I guess they put up barricades, like fence barricades between them.
I'm seeing those fence barricades right now.
And someone opened a gate, and they all just started, like, I cannot imagine loving a team so much where I am going to just start brawling and killing people over the game. It was 1-0 when the match was suspended. People were, like, moms were ripping their kids' jerseys off.
This one?
Yeah. I mean, just watch any video, Eddie. It's crazy. Like, you can go find all these videos on Twitter. And, I mean, people are taking off their jerseys so you don't know what team they're affiliated with because they didn't want to get beat up.
I am seeing people with poles that are fighting. They're, like, ripping apart the fence.
I mean, they're out on the field. I mean, it's everywhere. It is so crazy.
Dude, some of these videos, these guys, you got straight blood on them.
Dude, I mean,
there was people just laid out, dude. Like, they looked dead. Maybe they were just knocked out, but they looked dead.
Dude, in Mexico, soccer is serious over there.
serious. But it is just, it was, some of those videos on Twitter are the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Look at this.
Like, just look at that.
Coach, you had to have searched for those. You wanted
look at
to
that,
see
Eddie.
That.
Look.
Holy crap.
Coach didn't have enough from his UFC watching.
No, this is before more. UFC.
I don't like watching this. UFC,
look,
I can
Eddie,
do.
I mean, there's just fights everywhere. Look at this.
Oh, dude, they're like murdering
people. Did any of the
people.
Players get hurt?
No, they ran off the field.
Coach, right now there are no players, all spectators. Half of them without shirts on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't comprehend going like a sporting event, and especially when there's this much violence. If there's the potential for that, I can't imagine taking my family to that.
You wouldn't. After seeing that, you would never.
Never.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to a Nashville MLS game.
Good coach, smart. Would that happen if your Nashville team?
No, NSC. Oh my gosh, and we got a draw this weekend.
What about McConaughey's Austin team?
No, I don't think so either. Okay. I don't think that would happen. It was just it was so scary and crazy, and supposedly, like, the first reports came out, 17 dead, and then the soccer club, I don't know what's the team name, Atlas and someone else, they said no dead, just injured, a lot of people injured. I mean, it is unreal.
I mean, there was easily thousands of people there. I mean, was there 100,000 people there or no?
That's crazy when, like, someone's, like, getting murdered to death and people walk in right next to him like nothing's happening.
Yeah. Like, people are on the field trying to escape through the tunnels. Like, jeez. And people are just, I mean, it's just nuts. And those are just some of the tame videos, Eddie. You're not even looking at the ones with the poles. And
yeah.
But if you, I mean, oh, do not, whatever you do, don't Google it. Don't look at it. I mean, see, that's a family.
Like, there's a family trying to run and get out of there.
Took off her son's, that lady took her son's jersey off so they wouldn't know what team he cheers for.
Damn. Take it easy, guys.
The lady thought her kid was going to get hit because he's wearing.
Dude, everybody. I don't think they were discriminating, Ray. I mean, if you watch the video, there's no way to. I mean, just there's so many videos of just.
Oh, no. Oh,
see, look at what I'm saying.
That guy looks dead. Is he dead? He looks dead.
Do they not have security at these games?
Holy
guys, it
crap.
Can't be good content when we're watching videos.
I'm sorry, dude. I haven't seen this. Oh, my gosh. She's in a pool of blood. Dude, what am I doing?
Doesn't he look dead? Like, and they said, oh, none dead. I'm like, that dude looks dead. I don't know if you're trying to just have good PR or something, but that dude looks dead.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody's naked. Dude, they took this dude's pants off.
In some of this footage, there's smoke, which almost makes me believe they had, like, Molotov cocktails.
Dude, they took this guy's clothes off.
They robbed him. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. What the crap?
It's safe to say that security group did not do their job.
But there's nothing you could. I don't know what you can do.
Oh, my God.
When there's 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people, 1,000 people brawling, I don't know what you can do unless you have...
Kid. That looks like a kid.
Dude, that stadium, you almost never want to go back into it.
Look at this. Take your clothes off.
What stadium is it? To remind me so I never go if I'm ever in foreign countries to go to that game there.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
Right. Ever. Like, do you love just because they cheer for the rival team?
No, man. I mean, this is a different world. You guys, honestly, you all don't realize, like, how good we have it here. Like, this is just, and this is a neighboring country, right? This is Mexico?
We're not your kids.
What?
No.
I'm telling you, people in general, we don't know how hard it is over there. This would never happen in America.
Right. I mean, there's fights in the stands, but
Coach,
nothing.
It's two dudes, two fat dudes fighting.
Two drunk fat dudes. Nothing like this. That's never. What I'm saying. Like, it just. I've never loved a team enough that where I'm just because you're wearing the other jersey, we are going to try to kill you and stomp on your head.
Well, I'm disgusted.
They knew it was going to be that way because they had fencing set up because the fans hate each other that much. That's why it should go in front of a stadium without fans. They should have never allowed that game to even happen in the first place. For them to put up that kind of fencing.
But I think they do it at every game.
Really?
Yes.
So that's always a threat of that happening?
I believe so.
We're talking about soccer in another country that we don't know about.
Dude, they're leaving people naked with...
And taking money out of his pocket.
I mean, they look dead. And they're just taking all their stuff out of their pockets and leaving them there to die. It's unbelievable. I didn't know what you were talking about. I'm now getting caught up on it, and I'm in shock.
Right. The videos are horrific. Horrific. So do not look them up. It was just... I watched it this weekend. I was just like...
I don't even want to talk about UFC now.
Well, UFC, what'd you think?
I mean, it's fine.
So after watching that, what do you think about?
Well, I thought fine. UFC was a little bit boring. Yeah. There was no close fights. It was all pure domination. Every fight was pure domination. Yeah. Like every
props to Thug Nasty.
Oh, dude,
Thug Nasty came back hard,
and he's donating all the money to charity.
Half.
But Dana White came to him and said, "Listen, dude, don't give away your money. I'll do it." And so Dana White put up the money to donate to the children.
So Thug Nasty makes $80,000-$90,000.
Well, I think he gets $45,000 for the fight, and then $45,000 for the win.
Okay.
I believe you get more if you win.
Okay. And how often do they fight a year?
Two, maybe three.
So if you're not a winning fighter, you make about $80,000 a year.
Maybe, yeah. And he's some of them get $20,000 a fight.
Okay. He was a main carder.
Yeah, he gets a little bit more because he's main more card. Established. Bryce, yeah, he gets a little more because he's one. Now
I guess
on the,
they do have sponsors.
No, here's
they don't. They don't get paid for sipping a Monster water.
I don't think so. They used to have sponsors on their shorts, and Dana White said, "Now we're gonna have Adidas shorts or Reebok because Reebok's gonna pay."
Yeah.
So then that took a little bit of income away from the fighters, but I don't know how that works. If they drink a Monster, do they get a bonus for that? I don't know how that works.
Because it seems like they're cool with holding the fake water bottle that has Monster on it.
And then acting like they're drinking it.
Acting like
and
there's water in it.
Nothing comes out.
And if that were me and I didn't get paid crap for that, I would be like, I'm not holding that crap.
And maybe they do. Maybe they get, like Dana White's like, okay, if you get your shirt back on, like with crypto.com before, like when they're doing the announcement, you'll get an extra $10,000.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. So they get that because they're always like, hurry, get the shirt on.
Now, there was an early fight, Ray, which is pretty cool. There was like a girl from Ukraine.
I didn't see this.
And she ended up, it was like one of the prelims, and she ended up winning. And so they go up to her, obviously, and talk to her, and she just starts bawling, just saying, this is way more than just a win to me. You know, my country is under attack. I talk to my mom maybe once a day. She's scared for her life. And so this is for all of them. And dude, it was, I almost cried. I didn't cry. Just because, you know, I've got to be a tough dude.
Are you translating for us? How did you know what she was saying?
She was saying it in English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She had a translator with her, but she was like, no, I got this. And, you know, it was broken English, but, dude, it was so powerful because you think, like, wow, like, I mean, all her friends, her family, everyone is going through complete hell over there right now, and she's over here.
Concentrating
on a fight. I mean, she ends up winning. Because she did get to speak and kind of tell everyone, you know, how she felt and like everything and kind of dedicated her fight to the country. So that was cool. But man, it was so moving and powerful.
Was her speech better than Coach K's?
Yes. She didn't tell anyone to shut up.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
But that was really cool.
And then the one guy that took the fight on short notice.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Oh, my God. Dude, they should have called that in the second, third. I mean,
it was
disgusting.
No.
Okay. I don't care that he made it exciting the last 30 seconds.
Coach, he acted like he was
till
the end.
No. My whole thing is he had no chance of winning that fight. No, he
almost knocked him out at the end.
He did not almost knock him out.
Coach.
The guy was taking it easy on him in
the
fifth round.
He was taking it easy on him, but also got some good punches in there towards the end.
Fine. But it should have never got there. I was just like, call this fight. This dude is just getting.
He tried to. The ref tried to call the fight.
He kept telling the doctor, he was like, hey, man, like, give me the sign that he's not okay because I don't think his corner is going to call it.
He told the doctor,
he goes, hey, man, I need you to go ahead and tell me that's no good because his corner is not going to do it and I need to call this fight.
Hey, Ray, and the doctor's like, look, like, he's good. Like, he can see out of that eye. I would stop the fight, but I'm saying he's good, though.
Yeah, he's like he can see out of that eye. So you're, and the ref's like, so you're sure he can see out of that eye?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
you're hearing this on the TV?
Yes. They had his mic on.
He tried to cover it.
Yeah, he tried to cover his mic.
But you can still hear it.
And he was just like,
okay.
And then before the fifth round, he even went up to the guy and he goes, listen, I'm giving you 30 seconds to show
prove to me
you have something that you have a chance to win this fight or I'm calling it.
And he obviously showed enough
but that's when the
to
guy,
last the entire round.
That's when the guy started taking it easy on him and not hitting him was the last round. He just kind of, okay, I'll hit you every once in a while.
That almost bit him in the ass, too.
I don't think he was ever in trouble of getting knocked out.
There were a couple of shots in there where we got wobbled.
Man, but yes.
I do love UFC, man. I mean, it's hard for me
to
justify.
So did you buy the fight?
Yeah, it's hard for me to justify $80. It really is.
Wasn't there glitches?
There was one glitch,
in the middle of the main event. It just went out.
I saw other people complaining, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. I haven't seen Lunch complain. I go on Twitter. Oh, there it is. He's complaining.
Hey, I texted Lunch. I was like, hey, are you glitching over there? He goes, yep. I said, call him up.
I called him up. He got him right back on. I even tweeted I wanted a refund. Then 5 minutes later, it came back on. I said, all right, I don't need a refund.
There you go.
But still may hit you with the refund. When I was in cable, we still will.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If there was any kind of a problem, we're like, just get him off the phone, get to the next caller.
Yeah, but Drake lost $275,000.
I saw that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
He bet on Masvidal.
Masvidal.
See, all people I know bet on the other dude.
Well, he was the favorite.
He was a huge favorite.
Oh, okay.
Colby Covington.
I had no idea the lines, so.
Oh, he crushed. I mean, it was domination. Like.
Oh, so Drake was just taking a flyer. That's all that was.
Well, that's because it's his boy.
Oh, okay.
He's friends with him.
And he is?
I guess. And Masvidal said, hey, next time you're down in Miami, dinner's on me.
Okay, was it a $275,000 dinner?
And then Colby Covington said, hey, go back making those crappy-ass rap albums, you idiot. You don't know how to bet. I thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good. Yeah, so the main event, it was all, there was no exciting fights. They were all just ass-kickings. Like, one-sided, yeah. It was fine.
But they lasted the whole time.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one dude never got knocked out, the main event.
No.
No one got.
That Bones Jones doesn't fight anymore, and who the hell else? That's it. I don't know anything.
Santos doesn't fight anymore. Or Cain Velasquez doesn't fight anymore.
He doesn't fight anymore, I'm telling you.
Maybe in prison he does.
I need to learn some of these guys.
It's a new school for sure.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, do you remember Thug Nasty was on our podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was nobody. And the UFC still just kept putting him on the prelims, and he kept winning. And he, dude, his speeches, I mean, I love it. When he wins on Saturday, he's just like, and Joe Rogan's like, hey, man, like, this is the, you know, best fighter you've ever fought in your life, big step up in competition. He goes, you guys think this is a job. You think this is just a job. I live this shit. This is all
Whoa,
I have.
Coach,
he's like, this is all I have. And I mean, this is all I care about. And I'm just going to keep getting better. And in Arkansas, I love you, Arkansas. And you guys had my back for 10 years. I've not done nothing for you guys. Nothing. So that's why I'm going to do it right now. I'm giving half my money, $45,000, to those kids that are in the hospital that have no hope. We are their hope.
Hey, and the manager's behind him going, whoa.
He's like, no, give him $5,000. Just give
$5,000.
No.
He's like, hey, you got to pay rent, man. You don't have the South Beach arrangement.
You got to pay the trainers, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to get paid, man. But then we'll get the kids after that.
Yeah, but it was great. It was good. But
I mean, Coach, that's exactly how the speech went.
Yeah.
I mean, you studied every single word.
No, I watched it one time.
Wow. Impressive.
It just hit me just like that Ukrainian.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go, just update. My 7-year-old had a basketball tournament. It was the end of the season.
Oh, this is the championship.
That's it. It's a 3-game.
You were undefeated?
They were undefeated. Man, they went in, and I guess it's an all-city tournament. Guys, there's some stiff competition out there. Like,
oh, all-city, not just your
all
league.
All-city, dude. I mean.
Did you go 0-3?
They went 0-3.
I think they're going to win it all.
Coach, I mean, the regular season, they were dominant.
Are you guys telling me your son's league is the NFC East?
Yeah, basically. basically, they were undefeated, Coach. They were beating teams by 20 points.
Oh. But you were just playing one small borough. There's boroughs all over this city.
Coach, it's the entire city. And the first team came in, I mean, dominated us. Okay, next game at noon. Okay, we go, have lunch, come back. Next team. I mean, the second game, we went to overtime. I mean, this is so cool. A freaking little seven-year-old basketball team.
Oh, was Coach K playing after you guys?
No.
Oh.
No. Tied 12-12, went to overtime. They beat us.
Wait, did you say 12-12?
Coach, come on. It's very defensive when it's seven-year-old basketball. It's a big defensive game. And it went down to free throws. It went down to they got fouled. They made one. They win the game. I mean, literally, they lost by 1 point. Proud of my son. He was so freaking good. Like, I think one game he had like 8 points, 5 steals.
Wow.
I mean, literally, he has no shame. Like, he sees the ball just being dribbled a little loosely. It's his. He steals it. Boom. That's mine. Thank
you.
Goodbye.
Awesome.
It's so cool to watch, but we're going to have to wait till next year to see how they do. They lost all 3 games.
March Madness?
Yeah, Coach. They would have been out first round for sure, March Madness.
Playing game.
Ugh. That's sad. Well, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, good season.
Hey, man, it's a hell of a season.
They may have played that West Side borough, Coach.
Gosh, there was one team. I'm like, can we check these kids' IDs? There's some big kids. All of them. We're going to need to see some IDs here.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, my friend. Sorry.
It's okay. I hope you're doing well. Yeah,
but don't say that in front of the kids, though. My dad would do that all the time.
What?
Hey, we need to check their IDs. And, like, us kids, as kids, we're like, oh my gosh, they have fake IDs. These kids are doing illegal stuff. But like, it's a joke from parents.
No, we never
told
them
that. But as kids, you think, oh my gosh, they're not supposed to be playing. They got faked their IDs.
Dude, I was 12 years old. We were playing in the state tournament out in El Paso for soccer. And we were in the championship.
Oh, they all had mustaches.
And we were playing the Chivas from El Paso. And I mean, these dudes were mustaches, beards.
Yeah. Armpit hair.
And there was a coach from another team. And he was telling my dad was our coach. And he was like, hey, man, you might want to protest this. You might want to, you know, have the league look into, like, if these guys. And my dad's like, what, really? Like, what are we going to do? Like, why?
I'd like to protest this. How'd you like to go about that? Good question. No idea.
He was like, my dad tells me that. He's like, yeah, if we would have played that game in Dallas, I probably wouldn't have been there. But we were in El Paso. He goes, what was I going to do? Hey, I want to go, and I want you guys to track down their birth certificates. He was like, this coach is going, you know that they're playing illegal players. And my dad's like, we're 12. Who cares?
Hey, check that team. They look 18.
Dude, every parent does that. When it comes to kids, the other team's always older.
But no, but I mean, my dad wasn't even, he was just like, yeah, but what do you want me to do? Like, it was another coach that told my dad, you should protest this. I mean, there's no way they're playing with legal players. And my dad's like, and what am I going to do about it? Like,
and if there's a bad call, you guys should protest. People always say that.
Oh,
you should protest.
That
nobody ever wins a protest. It just ends
as a
protest.
No, you never win a protest.
There is this one dad. This one dad was yelling, like, what am I? Come on, ref, is out of bounds. Ref got the ball, stopped and stared at him, like, you want to call the game? It was awesome. All the parents were like, yeah, got him.
Our assistant coach, Henry, whenever we were soccer, when he'd go out and be like, that's our ball. That's our ball. That's off him. That's off him. And they'd call it the other way. He goes, you saw something different. All right, you saw something different. Every time. Like, he would try to get the call every time, whenever he didn't, and he would say it funny, like, and then he'd be like, all right, you saw something different. You saw something different. Like, every time. So funny.
Yeah. Daddy, you just don't want to be that dad.
Don't be that dad.
Bounced out.
No.
Go to that line, but don't push past.
Dude, the ref was so cool. I mean, there were two real strict ones, but there was one really cool. He knew that it was just fun seven-year-old basketball. Wasn't too uptight. So when that guy was like, you know, like, hey, that was out of bounds, ref, he turns around and goes, you want to call the game? No. Okay, that's what I thought. Shut up. And then he goes back, but then halftime, he goes, all right, I got an idea. We'll do a little halftime show. So he calls that same dad up. He's like, come on, dad, since you're so good at calling. He's like, oh, come on, man. Like, oh, no, come on out, middle of the court.
That dad is so embarrassed. Like, hey, he has to be going, oh, my God.
He whipped his ass.
Hey, he made him do half-court shots, sitting down in a chair. Come on, big shot, let's go. So the ref's like, let's go. It's here for the halftime show.
That's
great.
That's really funny. Good stuff.
Good stuff. I love it.
Oh, man. All right. Anything else?
That's it, right?
Hey, Coach K, bye-bye, man.
Take up the offering, guys.
Nice. Come on. He's a good guy.
Yeah, good guy. All right. Have a great Monday.
Goodbye, everyone.
You know what? I don't know. That may have been a suck-ass show again.
Probably, Coach.
That may have been a suck-ass show.
Who wrote that damn tweet? Nah, don't even say his name.
All right.
Okay. You good, Coach?
Doing good.
All right.
Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.